scientists are identifying more and more genetic mutations that increase the risk of cancer and other diseases. There often isn't much people can do, though a small but growing number of people do have one radical option: surgically removing a seemingly healthy body part that could turn deadly someday. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports on two cousins who recently sacrificed their stomachs in the hope of outwitting their genetic destinies.
What to eat? What to eat?
I'm gonna raid her refrigerator.
Deb Napolitano is visiting her cousin, Lori Ford Del Rio, in the Trenton suburbs.
God, it's a messy refrigator.
Pizza. I want pizza. We can't have that.
You wouldn't know it to look at them, but the two cousins are recovering from major surgery. No.
All right, so I have the noodles with vegetables.
Last month, just before Thanksgiving, they both had the same procedure on the same day. They did that to give each other moral support. Their stomachs were removed, and their esophaguses were connected to their lower intestines. But that doesn't mean they can't eat.
What else? What's that?
It's a big ziti.
Eventually, they should be able to eat pretty normally, but with frequent small meals. Grazing like a cow, their doctor says. At the moment, they're mainly eating mushy stuff.
Nah, I want the noodles.
Okay. All right. You want butter?
Yes, please. It's calories.
Deb and Lori have a genetic mutation that gives them a greater than 80% chance of developing a rare type of cancer. It lurks in the stomach walls and is all but impossible to spot until it's too late.
If we had a good screening test, we would screen patients, every 6 months or so to look for. And when
that's Dr. Sam Yoon, a surgeon at Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital.
But we don't have a good screening test. The main treatment we have for this is removal of the whole stomach.
Yoon operated on the two cousins. He says there aren't many downsides. The risk from surgery is low, and actually, the stomach is less crucial than you might think, because most nutrients are absorbed through your small intestine.
Your stomach is basically a reservoir for the food, the meals that you eat, so that you don't have to eat all the time. You can eat 3 meals a day.
Radical surgeries like this one are rare, but they've been increasing steadily over the last 20 years, as scientists have discovered more genetic mutations linked to difficult-to-treat cancers. Women at high risk for breast and ovarian cancer were among the first to preemptively remove seemingly healthy organs to improve their odds.
I think it will increase in the future. There are unidentified genetic syndromes that will be identified in the future that will be performed prophylactic surgeries for.
With more than an 80% chance of getting cancer, Lori and Deb didn't have a hard time deciding to have their stomachs removed. But it isn't always so clear-cut. They also have a moderately high chance of getting breast cancer, around 60%. That's more typical of people considering preemptive surgery. Lori's not sure if those odds are quite bad enough to have her breasts removed also.
I haven't made that decision. I have talked to a breast surgeon and a plastic surgeon if I do want to go ahead with it, but I do have a little reassurance that, you know, if I choose to not have the surgery, that, you know, it would be caught early.
For the time being, Lori and Deb are greatly relieved to have eliminated the risk of stomach cancer. 5 people in their family have died of the disease, including their grandfather, an immigrant from Italy. And this past May, the cancer claimed Lori's father.
I've never seen the man sick, and then to watch him like that, he probably died 100 pounds. You're starving to death at the end because you just cannot get food in you anymore. Anything that goes down wants to come right back up. So it's, you know, it's awful.
Lori, who's in pharmaceutical sales, and Deb, a web designer, were always very close, and confronting their genetic inheritance has brought them even closer. Growing up, they always thought their Italian-American family had pretty good genes, Deb says, with maybe one exception.
We've always considered our noses to be the curse.
The Napolitano curse, we used to say, because we all have the Italian noses, but now the Napolitano curse is the gene, not the nose.
Some relatives said the two cousins were crazy to have their stomachs removed, and some don't even want to get tested for the genetic mutation to see if they're at risk for cancer. Lori worries about what her 3 adolescent children will eventually do or not do. She wants to be a role model for taking action.
To show that you don't need a stomach to live, and we're living normal lives, and we don't have to worry about getting stomach cancer the rest of our lives.
The two cousins hope scientists eventually will come up with alternatives to radical surgery. Better drugs, better screening tests, maybe even genetic engineering to prevent cancer at the source. But for now, they're just glad the risk of stomach cancer is pretty much gone, and they're looking forward to eating their traditional Christmas lasagna in very small portions. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.